Welcome to the Action Research Podcast, somehow the first podcast dedicated solely to action research. Each episode, action research experts Adam and Joe explore facets of this research methodology. Speaking with experienced and emerging action researchers, they aim to contribute to this important and growing field and understand the nuance and process of action research in action. Thanks for tuning in. Now, onto your hosts.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Action Research Podcast Season 3. My name is Joe Levitan, and I'm here with my co-host, introducing Dr. Adam Stiglitz.
Yep, we did it, guys. We finally did it. Is it always weird to be called Dr. Stiglitz? Like, is that?
It would be weird for me if somebody called me Dr. Adam Stiglitz. Yes, I think you get used to it after like a year or two, and then you're like, "Oh, you're calling me Mister? Wait a second. But at least personally for me, I'd rather be called Joe or Profe Joe or Dr. Levitan. But Mr. Levitan, off the table now. I don't know how you feel about that.
I think so far for family and friends in particular, it's like a hard. Dr. Stiglitz has to be Dr. Stiglitz, but for anything in like the professional realm, I don't know. Just working with students, it just seems a little weird, but definitely family and friends.
Gotta be Dr. Stiglitz, at least for a while. I mean, I when I teach, I go by Joe. So like that's usually how I prefer to go by. I like the first name basis.
Overall, it feels good. I'm glad it's behind me. It was a really cool experience. It evoked all of the emotions and feels, and I think the plan is to kind of dive into that a little
bit. What we're going to do. Because of this momentous occasion, our first episode of Season 3 is going to discuss the odyssey of Dr. Stiglitz's dissertation and the process of doing an action research dissertation. This conversation may be useful to those of you who are thinking about action research as your dissertation methodology or paradigm, or if you're thinking about using different methods related to action research, this may be a good podcast for you all to listen to.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm excited bringing the discussion back to action research methodology as a methodology within a dissertation. The nuances of my actual research and research question, which had to do with community resident perspectives on international service learning, which I can really talk more about the methodology and just my overall experience as an action researcher throughout the dissertation journey.
So why don't we start from the beginning as a young Adam coming into the PhD program at the University of Louisville? What motivated you to do this PhD? What motivated you to take action research on as your methodology?
Yeah, I'd say first and foremost, what rises to the surface first is I had identified a clear challenge in the field as it related to the work that I was doing as a professional. So I was facilitating international service learning programs, and through my own eyes and experience as a facilitator, I started realizing that like community residents really oftentimes weren't benefiting as much as the students who were participating, and they had very little voice in the process. And I looked into other avenues for kind of getting to the bottom of that issue. And there wasn't that much literature out there. There was more people calling for research on that sort of challenge, but it wasn't really out there. So I thought that was a pretty good opportunity to pursue doctoral studies. I already kind of had an itch to go back to school. I work with students here. I work with universities. And then in addition, I had some really good support and relationships with people in my personal and professional network. Action researchers that have been encouraging me along the way to take that next step. A couple of names I'll throw out that have been on our podcast, Dr. Mary Bryden Miller, who ended up being the chair of my committee, and also Dr. Alfredo Ortiz Aragon, both served as sort of mentors for me in my professional endeavors. And when I eventually reached out to Mary about the idea of pursuing this challenge through doc studies, it was just all downhill from there. I opened the door and then that was it. Before you knew it, I was in the process. I was in Louisville. Mary helped me get funding to support my studies. She was a big supporter of what I was doing, and that was it.
So let me break it down for a second for those of you who are grad students. Your main motivation was you found something that was a problem, and it was a problem that was important enough for you to be like, I really want to study this problem? Basically, that's what motivated you to do a PhD.
For sure, yeah.
But what I'm hearing, at least, is like the original impetus was that you noticed a problem in the field that wasn't reflected, or just a problem in your experience, in your work, that you, when you did a little bit of research, it was like nobody had any real answers for you. And so you're like, wait a second, what's going on here? I want to figure this out. And you had relationships, personal relationships with other action researchers that were like, hey, buddy, maybe you should do this. And when you're like, oh, maybe I should, they're like, all right, you're doing it. And here you go.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
I'd say it's pretty spot on. Just to build off a little bit more of like the former point that you were making, while yes, it had to do with a challenge that I was personally experiencing, and that through research, getting to the bottom of that would help improve the situation that I was embedded in, I also knew that it was a challenge that was somewhat existential, and it existed outside of my own reality, right? So presumably other people were running into the same challenge, or the situation exists in other contexts. I know that it does because I see it in my reality. So while yes, it was about me in addressing this challenge that I'm experiencing, I knew that through doctoral research, it was also an opportunity to help others perhaps start to chip away at this sort of wicked problem.
Cool. All right. So you come in and you know already that you want to do action research. You had these connections with these action researchers, and you come into your PhD and you're like, all right, I want to do an action research project. What happens when you enter the space of the doctoral studies and you're taking these classes and you're learning about research methodologies and research? Did you take classes on action research? Did you take classes on qualitative methodologies or quantitative? Like, how did you navigate some of those methodological challenges? Because I know that, at least from other testimonies from other PhD students, it can be a little bit daunting and confusing to figure out what kind of methodology you want to get into when you are thinking about your PhD dissertation.
Yeah, I knew coming into it that action research was going to be my methodology, because that kind of connects with this idea that you and I have spoken about, and many others have referenced to on the podcast, how people in our world, oftentimes we're doing action research without realizing that we're doing action research, or at least without having like the formality behind what could be a relatively formal process, if you want it to be, such as the methodology for your dissertation. But to answer your question, when I kind of first landed in Louisville, because I had been living in Peru up until then for like 7 or 8 consecutive years, and all of a sudden I was in Louisville and in the Department of Education and Human Development, and I pretty quickly felt like I was on an island. I knew that within like the first week of being there. I was taking some data methods and data collection methods courses, both quantitative and qualitative, but you know, in the doc program and you're with your cohort, the program that I was in did a pretty good job of, you know, giving our cohort the platform to start incorporating and discussing our research interests in the courses that we were taking, which is really cool. And yeah, I could tell that from the research that I was doing, just in the nature of it being international and socially driven and kind of aligned with a theoretical framework that I aligned with pretty quickly, like Boyer's Engaged Scholarship, it was a little bit daunting to see that everybody was going down pretty much a more traditional path. Like, most people were not familiar with action research methodology at all. And I did my best really to bring that into the classroom. And it was really interesting to see people's eyes light up when they realized that there was this form of methodology that was engaged and driven by change and iterative and so on and so forth. But yeah, all this was kind of coming at me within like the first days and weeks of being in this program. And I would say what kept me grounded more than anything was Mary, my advisor, a renowned action researcher. And whenever I started to worry that, oh man, is this going to work for my dissertation? Am I in the right path? Am I in the right place? She did a pretty good job of reeling me in.
Awesome. So considering where you started off and knowing where you were, let's jump straight to like, how does it feel to be done?
Oh man, it feels so great to be done. Anybody who's in or has been through a PhD program can attest to the fact that it's this anomaly of an experience that, you know, there's so much expected of you, and yet it's this thing that you only do once. And there's no guiding principles of like, first you do this and then you do that and then you do this. I think everybody's experience is unique. And my experience, it was a really hard challenge. And what I appreciate looking back on it in hindsight are like just really kind of honing in on the little wins along the way, whether it was finally getting my first lit review done or finding that right article or even something as monumental as like passing comps. Shout out to Vanessa Gold, who I know just passed her comps. Congratulations. When you finally start collecting data, there's these little wins along the way. But besides that, I had a nice little pandemic thrown in the middle of my data collection plans. It's crazy how adaptable I had to be, and perseverance. You have to like show all these strong characteristics. It's more than just data and writing, right? It's this whole life experience. And now that it's behind you, the last thing I'll say is, I think what probably a lot of people can relate to is there's this like gray cloud that's constantly over you through the entire experience, whether it's day one and year one or like all the way up till the end. And it took me 5 years in total. And even on the days or weekends, or perhaps there was some vacation time in there where I wasn't technically working on my dissertation or my research, the cloud was always there. You know, you kind of fall asleep thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it. And once it's done, that cloud just goes away and you remember who you were before taking on this endeavor. I'm really grateful for doing it. I would do it all over again, certainly, but it does feel good to have it behind me. That's for sure.
Awesome. Well, I'm so glad you have it behind you. And just as like an outside observer, you were excited at the beginning. There was a stretch there where you seemed a little stressed out, but now you seem like a whole new person. So it's nice to see you on the other end of that. But it was fun when you first were starting and you were super excited about it. I mean, the whole reason for this podcast was because you're so excited about your dissertation and getting into action research methodology. And we like were hiking in these beautiful picturesque mountains and we just ended up talking for like 4 hours about action research. So, you know, that's just this, that's part of the ups and downs of doing a dissertation. And it's really awesome to see that. And the journey is as important as the, maybe that's not true. I was going to say the journey is as important as the destination, but that's not really true because the destination opens doors to new journeys. And that's really cool.
When hearing you say that, it reminds me of a conflict that I was constantly grappling with while I was in the beginning of my program and like those first few years that I was on campus and in coursework. And I don't know, it's a debatable topic, right? But like, it often came up in our classes and our doc seminars, et cetera, this idea of like a good dissertation being a done dissertation. And I certainly think that you can argue both sides of that. I land on this side of, I don't know, like, I think this is an experience that you only do once. And granted, you don't want to take a lifetime to do it, but if you're going to do something like this, take the time to do it right and put in the extra effort, right? Like, don't just do it to get it done. I think it's a chance to really focus in on something that's clearly important, not just to you, but to other people. And if you're going to dedicate years of your life to something like that and stress over it and have a gray cloud and lose sleep, you might as well produce the best work that you can. So I definitely think the journey and the destination are important. When you said that, it just like brought me back to like year two of my doc seminars when, you know, people were just kind of like glossing over the journey a little bit. And in hindsight, I would recommend not doing that.
I think that's great advice. I mean, you're just on the other side of it, so it's really great to hear your perspective. What are some other reflections that you have about, you know, for example, action research as a methodology for a dissertation that you wish you would have known from the outset?
In chapter 5 of my dissertation, when I was talking about hindsights and recommendations, I spoke a little bit about not doing action research for a dissertation. And I got a lot of pushback from my committee on that. And I don't think that it's fair to make such a blanket statement, but I think I want to raise that point more than anything in hindsight, where I was coming from when I said that. And it largely had to do with the fact that, and to be clear, I do think that action research is a wonderful methodology to use for dissertation research, but you have to consider the context in which you are bringing that research, that methodology into your research. And for me, I think one of the reasons why action research was a great fit, and I thought about this a lot throughout my whole program and studies, was that because of action research iterative and context specific nature, and the way it enforces the importance of relationship building. I was coming into this dissertation with an already pre-existent action research project, right? So I had already been through various iterations. I had already had the time to taking the time to build strong relationships and stakeholders that were brought into my study. And I had a strong understanding of the challenge. And when I think about how I would have created this study without those relationships, without that context, kind of going into the first iteration of a study, it's a little bit daunting to me. So it's just something to consider, like, what is my relationship with the challenge that I've defined and I'm addressing through this study? You know, who are the people that are gonna be part of it? To what extent can I communicate what I'm doing in action research, et cetera? So that was a pretty big foundation for being able to justify action research methodology for me.
Can you rephrase like your final conclusion?
Yeah, it's the fact that action research is iterative, right? And dissertation research is, it was specific to a dissertation that happens once, right? So if you're going to consider action research methodology in a dissertation, I think it's important to consider where in that iterative cycle you are and how your dissertation research fits into that methodology. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that makes sense. If I understood you correctly, action research could be a wonderful methodology or paradigm for dissertation research, but certain conditions need to be met. Or you need to be really thoughtful about what kind of relationships you're going to build, where you are in the iterative cycle of a project, what kind of problem you've defined, if it's contextualized or if it's generalized. It sounds like to me what you're saying is there are a bunch of considerations that you need to make before you decide to use action research as a dissertation paradigm, because action research is a continuing process. It's not necessarily defined to or constricted or confined to the academic spaces, right? It's embodied, it's an in practice kind of methodology. And correct me if I'm wrong, but your dissertation was kind of one iteration of an ongoing action research project.
Correct, yeah. It was a very specific, like I did a participatory evaluation. That was the method that I used, right? So I had been facilitating international service learning programs for about almost 10 years leading up to my dissertation and my PhD studies. And if you consider the action research cycle, you know, it was like a small slice of an evaluation of one particular program that built off of all of those years of experience and relationship building and knowledge creation. And that really allowed me to focus my dissertation, right? Because a dissertation has to be focused. It can't just be this like all over the place sort of the messiness that oftentimes we talk about in action research. You have to kind of find a solution for that, at least in the case of your dissertation, right? Because there are just traditions that come with dissertation. You've got a dissertation committee. You know, I had people that were action researchers and people understood action research on my committee, but not everybody. And I purposely did that because I wanted my research to be as far reaching as possible. But that creates a little bit of a conflict or a clash when on one hand, you've got the messiness of action research and I'm figuring it out and blah, blah, blah. And then on the other hand, you know, you might have an audience that really wants to see some concrete data and a concrete research question. And like, you know, I had to grapple with that a little bit. I had to make an argument for why emergence is okay in an action research dissertation, but that's hard to do when you have to propose exactly how things are supposed to go, quote unquote, before you go out there and collect data. Well, that contradicts action research methodology because of its inherent emergent nature, right? So there are conflicts that can be created specifically when you talk about the relationship of action research and dissertation. If you think about it in the forefront and you talk openly about it with your advisor, I don't think it's a problem, but you kind of have to know what you're getting into with respect to that.
And I want to just add some nuance to that. As a supervisor who does supervise a bunch of PhD students who are doing action research, because I think that your experience is really important to share, because these are things people can run into in different kinds of programs and with different advisors, right? Like you had a super supportive advisor and you still ran into some of these challenges, and people who may not have advisors who are supportive could run into challenges similar or maybe deeper. For the students that I'm supervising. I just don't want them, because I'm sure they will listen to this at some point. I don't want them to be discouraged by you saying like, look, I've been working in this field for 10 years. I had all this stuff. And that's why I could choose an action research project, because as we've discussed on the podcast, if you have some activities, relationships, they don't have to be, they can be a variety of different kinds. But if you do have a project that you're trying to see take place to see if it fosters change and then evaluate that change, that can be the grounds for a dissertation. So I just wanted to highlight that for those of my grad students in particular, but maybe other grad students who may be like, oh, wait, so that means I need to be working for 10 years before I can do an action research project? And I don't think you would say that the answer is yes, but I think that your point is a good one, which is you need to think about, like, if you're starting from scratch and you need to create entree and you might need to like go into a space to just figure out what's going on, that's probably not the right grounds for an action research project. But if you are engaging in a process in a project, you know, maybe because, you know, some colleagues who are doing a project, or maybe because you have been working on some kind of project for a while, or maybe because you have some relationships with people who are working on a project, that could be good grounds for an action research project, because you're not doing like an exploratory study, which would lend itself more towards qualitative research or ethnography. But instead, you are looking at doing action research because you want to see change happen. You want to understand what's going on with that change. And that change is going to be, and whatever project is happening is going to happen with or without the research component. That might be some of the things that would be helpful for considerations. What do you feel about that as like generalizing it beyond, because your experience is a little bit unique. It's actually not that, I mean, it's similar to my experience, but like I'm now working with a bunch of grad students at the PhD and master's level who are interested in this paradigm. And I don't want them to be discouraged, because I think this is a powerful paradigm for doing research and engaging in social change. So what do you think about that?
I totally agree with you. And I was hoping that was going to be the angle that you could, that you took. I mean, to be clear, the only experience that I really have as it relates to action research in a dissertation is my own. So I can only speak in my own experience. And for me, that was a huge advantage, right? Being able to insert my dissertation research in an already pre-existing action research cycle. And I think it's important that more PhD students are considering and understanding that action research is a methodology that they can consider. And not only is it important for the sake that, you know, it gives doc students a new way of looking at their research, but it's a shift and a paradigm shift that I think needs to happen in academia as a whole. One of the reasons why I was a little put off and my critical lens came out really quickly in my doc program is because there was just so much research going on out there that like was interesting, but I couldn't understand why there wasn't research that was being connected to addressing a social challenge. I mean, some argue that was like the whole purpose of higher education. So with all this innovative research being done, especially doctoral research, if there were more people, you know, figuring out how to incorporate this methodology into their research, I think that it gives higher education in itself way more credence. And it starts to push back on the argument of like, why are we doing research and the whole academic currency thing and churning out research just for the sake of publishing. I think that's something that we need to push back on. And action research is an amazing avenue to do that, right? Because one of the things that's cool with action research, even if you are just starting and that is your methodology for a dissertation, you are just kicking things off, you can finish your dissertation, you can publish an article along the way, but in practice, given its iterative nature, you're continuing to go back to this complex challenge that is central to your research. And then in time, you could actually be creating social change. And that's a really powerful model. It's an awesome argument for higher education, and it's an awesome argument for doctoral research. So I think it's critical that more doc students are being exposed to this methodology. And just kind of with the disclaimer that, yeah, like there are important considerations when making that decision.
Yeah, absolutely. So can you talk a little bit more about your experiences doing action research in a relatively traditional program?
I kind of touched on the fact that I felt a little bit like a fish out of water I was constantly kind of defending myself, right? Like, because a lot of people in this traditional program, there's very conventional attitudes towards what constitutes research, what constitutes data, empiricism, the extent to which you can push the boundaries for integrating oneself as a researcher with those that you're working with to collect data. I'd say that traditionally, there's, whether it's quantitative or qualitative, you know, this more positivist approach of research where you've got, there's a defined line, right, between being a researcher and a subject of study. And that's a fine line that you can't cross. And, you know, for me, purposely using participatory methodology to offer a voice to those that are most affected by the challenge that I had identified through my research, that was a foreign concept. And a lot of people, I got pushback oftentimes, and I was often left having to defend myself, which I was fine with because I believed in what I was doing. But, you know, it did create some doubt at times, right? Where I was like, man, am I on the right path? Am I doing this right? And again, kind of being able to, like, thank God I had a team of supporters, you know, that constantly that believed in my research and pushed it forward. And just to say too, I also kind of had a realization at some point where, you know, there's traditional research shouldn't be necessarily like swept under the rug or pushed in a corner, right? I think there's a ton of value in what you and I right now are calling traditional research. And there's certainly a place for it in action research, right? Like, I did interviews in my dissertation study, that was okay. I think that there's value in incorporating quantitative methodology and a mixed method approach to action research. So I ate a little bit of humble pie as well in that program. Those were kind of like the day-to-day things that I were thinking that I would think about, whether I was in the classroom or talking to other students in my cohort or faculty as well.
Awesome. So thinking about all this stuff and all, you know, where you've been, where you ended and the journey, is there anything that you would have done differently?
Yeah, we talk a lot about, one thing that rises to the surface is we talk a lot about reflection and action research, and it's important. And it's also one of these things that's like kind of hard to grasp, you know, like what it is and what it looks like and how to do it. And for me, it's always kind of happened organically and because of that somewhat informally. But since, again, this is about action research and dissertations, I kind of wish I had done a better job of capturing my thoughts and my reflective process and sharing that within my dissertation. But honestly, it's hard to do. And it was one of the things that kind of fell through the cracks. I did the best that I could to bring that out in my writing. But that's one thing I would say to consider, keep in mind as a doc student looking at action research. Yeah, another thing had to do with choosing the right program and committee. I think as far in my particular journey, I was following the lead of my advisor and I would do it all over again that way because she was so critical to my success and such a big supporter. But, you know, I was also in a program where there wasn't many peers or people in my cohort studying anything even similar to what I was doing, nothing in the international realm or service learning realm or community partnerships realm. So it would have been nice to have a little bit of support there. I don't know if I would have necessarily done it different. I would say those are kind of like the two things, but, you know, just throw some, that's one of those things you just throw in the category of, yeah, like there's challenges and you're going to have to overcome them one way or the other. But those are kind of the initial things that I would have done differently, I suppose, off the top of my head.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I think that there's always things that if you knew, but you didn't know at the time. So I don't know if there's anything that you think of like, hey, is this for advice for somebody doing this? Like, is there something that you now know that you wish you had known when you started?
No, not really. I think that's part of the experience, right? Is having to figure it out as you go. I would say do it more than anything, right? For students who are considering action research for your dissertation, I'd say go ahead and do it. One of the things that was cool for me that kind of emerged through the process was, again, like having experience in the field and then being able to work all the literature and conceptual frameworks and theoretical frameworks and make sense of them through my experience. So, you know, even if, like in my case, I talked about the years of experience and the field of study that I was involved with, but certainly for anybody that maybe perhaps doesn't have that, you have experience. I guarantee you that is relevant to your interests. And that's why you're in the position that you are. So when you are reading through those frameworks and the literature on the methodology, you know, really try and connect that with your lived experience, whether it's directly related to the professional work that you have or not. Maybe it's just a passion that led you to what you're exploring right now. It was really cool for me to apply those frameworks to my lived reality intentionally.
Awesome. All right. So here's one more question that I think I have for you. Were there any resources that were particularly useful for you when you were doing this action research dissertation?
Yep, for sure. There were a few that I would love to share with our audience. One, there's a great book by Herr and Anderson called The Action Research Dissertation, A Guide for Students and Faculty. That was a really awesome resource. It has some really cool chapters on framing your positionality. And it was a resource that I kind of went back to quite a bit throughout the framing of my study. There was also a book by Coughlin, 2019, called Doing Action Research in Your Own Organization. There's the Sage Encyclopedia of Action Research, published by Coughlin and Brian Miller in 2014. And that was like such a great resource. It's an encyclopedia with a chapter for every letter in the alphabet, where it just goes over all sorts of action research terminology and methods. And it's a pretty quick read to like search for those and get, you know, basic understanding of certain ideas related to action research. And then finally, my method was participatory evaluation, which was a really cool methodology for evaluating a program that involves the stakeholders in various ways. So there was a book called Participatory Evaluation Up Close, An Integration of Research-Based Knowledge by Cousins and Schoenard, that I would also recommend if someone was going down the participatory evaluation route. And of course, the Action Research Textbook by Ernie Stringer and Alfredo Ortiz Aragon. They just released that new version. It's a really, really innovative way of framing action research, and would definitely recommend that for any doc student who is considering action research. You know, I will also say it's been really helpful for me in this podcast to use that to ground our discussion oftentimes in these real life examples that I was going through while doing my dissertation research, which is now at least technically going to be behind me. But we've had discussions with our team about this upcoming season. And so I just want to mention that we're going to continue to do our best to keep offering those sorts of insights. So at least for me personally, you're going to start hearing me shift a little bit more to talking about Café Orígenes and the real experiences that I'm having here doing action research, which would be separate from my dissertation. But I'm also really excited to continue bringing in the members of our team, Vanessa, Shika, and Corey, who are all at different phases of their dissertation, and hopefully keeping this discussion rolling and bringing in like real life lived experiences to share with our audience.
So I just wanted to end this conversation and give a special shout out to Mindy M. Gold, who wrote a review of our podcast in the journal Educational Action Research.
Yeah, thank you very much, everybody at the Educational Action Research Journal team that helped make that happen.
She gave us some really great feedback that we're going to incorporate into our podcast. One of the things that Adam mentioned, I don't know if you want to elaborate on that, she was like, yeah, it's really helpful to get Adam's journey on his dissertation, but it could also be a little repetitive. So for Mindy, we're not reflecting on Adam's dissertation anymore because he's done. So feedback incorporated. Thank you for that. But I really appreciate it. And I know Adam and the production team, Vanessa and Chica and Corey, did as well. So we really appreciate the feedback, the positive and the constructive. So just a little shout out there.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening. Hope it was insightful.
How have you found yourself in the world of action research? Want to be interviewed or share one of your projects? Engage in interactive dialogue with Joe, Adam, and other experts and listeners in the community on Twitter at @_ARPod or the Action Research Podcast. You can subscribe to our podcast on most major podcast distribution platforms, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Action Research Podcast, created by Adam Stieglitz, Joe Levitan, Shika DeWalker, Corey Legasic, and Vanessa Gold.